I've sparred with some boxers that are heavy-handed, and if they're a sledgehammer hitting you, Joshua's a lump hammer hitting you twice as fast. He's not just hitting you hard, he's explosive and he's hitting you very fast. It's not just singles, it can be three punches, could be five or six punches. Yeah, it's not an experience that I'd wish on many people.
What's it like being a sparring partner to the IBF heavyweight champion and Olympic gold medalist?
It's good for me, so that's the main thing. I get benefit out of the experience, and if I didn't, I'm not sure I'd do it, because it's not the easiest job in the world, but it's a privilege, it's an honour. We have the open sparring, which gets really interesting, you know, so he's working on his reactions and his speed. I'm working on the same thing pretty much, and you know, there's no punches pulled in there, because we have to try and emulate the real thing.
Do you ever get told not to hit him in certain places, don't leave marks on him in certain places?
No, I think he's expected to defend himself and look after himself, really. It's always high intensity. The technical stuff, obviously, is a little less intense, but when it's open sparring, we have to make each other realise each other's mistakes. And the only way to do that is by being hit, I suppose. So you get caught with this shot one time, then the next time you don't get caught with the same shot. You know, we try to eliminate the mistakes as much as we can.
Because you've known Anthony for years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've known Joshua since 2009. First time I met him was the first time the only time we actually boxed each other. It's quite a funny story. I was prepared to box a guy from Nottingham who I'd already seen and I knew, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I've sold a lot of tickets here. I'm going to look good in front of my own crowd. Day before, the coach rings me and says, oh, he's pulled out. We've got a replacement from London. The day of the fight, and, you know, you have to have your medical, your weigh-in and stuff. I've stood on the scales, short, stumpy, you know, more rolls than a bakery. And then all of a sudden, like, this big shadow, like, loomed over me. I wonder, you know, me thinking, what the hell's that? Turn round and there's a 6'5" Anthony Joshua, ripped to the bone, veins popping out his neck, staring me straight in the eyes. We ended up boxing. It was a close bout. Really good. Entertained everyone. And people still talk about it to this day. That bout. Everyone from Burton still remembers, you know, that's the kid that, the world champion, that's the kid that boxed Fraser at Belvedere Club.
Who won the fight?
Joshua won the fight. In my hometown. I'll never let him live that down. To be at the top level and to be the best, you have to train with the best and learn from the best. And that's what I'm doing. I've been doing that for a long time, and I've seen the progression over the last few years of myself. I'm sure, and he often tells me he's seen the progression of me. I've seen him progress. Like I say, the way he prepares, the talent he's got, the ability he's got. I'm back in his youth. I'm back in his speed and his power to have Klitschko out of there.